And welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniel. And today is Sunday, November 11th, 2018. All right, we're going to say hi to our Facebook people. And there goes Facebook. And hello to our chat room people at healingwithdrdaniels.chattango.com. All right. Today's topic is 6 reasons to go to your doctor, and your health is not one of them. So this topic was actually inspired by an experience I had on Friday. Actually, Thursday. The excitement started Thursday. So a friend of mine here in Boquete, won't name any names, was living her life, as one might be expected, to do, and she stepped on some glass. And so I get this call saying, "Oh, Dr. Daniels, I'm sorry, we can't go on our little shopping trip tomorrow because I stepped in some glass. I'm seeing the doctor at 6 p.m. I don't know how serious it'll be," and incredible drama. And so I told her, "Oh, no worries, you know, we can do it another time. I'm not much of a shopper anyway." So she goes to the doctor. The doctor says, "I don't know, can't get it out, might need surgery, have to call the surgeon. We'll see how it goes. Take these antibiotics." Of course, the antibiotic was clindamycin. For those of you who are sophisticated, you know that clindamycin is the cause of C. difficile, an intestinal infection that is often deadly, kills 10% of people who get it. All right. So all this for glass in the foot. So in my mind, like, oh my God, it's a big gash, blood everywhere. Oh, it's terrible. Then she calls me the next morning and says, "Wait, you know, my foot is a little bit better, but I'm not sure, but I think maybe we can go anyway. And by the way, I have to get a heart test later on this afternoon, and we'll work it into our shopping trip." I said, "Okay." So I see her, and I said, "Well, you know, how'd it work out?" She said, "Well, you know, the doctor couldn't even find the hole the glass went into. It was that small." I said, "That small? If it's that small, you need no treatment. Your body will surround the glass with white blood cells, move it to the surface, and spit it out for you in a matter of, you know, 1 to 7 days. And that's all you need to do. There's no need for medical intervention of any kind." So we went on with our day, and of course, the pain in her foot went totally away. It's like nothing ever happened. So the moral of that story, of course, was the antibiotics were unnecessary. The referral to a surgeon would have been totally unnecessary, as would have been the surgery. Meanwhile, as we were driving, we saw a new wing being added to the hospital. Of course, the wing was being added to people like her who would say yes to that surgery that was recommended. And then we went on, and this is Panama, so finding anything you're shopping for is a real experience, and it's like a treasure hunt or a scavenger hunt, and you're so excited when you find the least little thing, like a stopper for a tub, for example. But we were very fortunate. We found the things we were looking for. Each time we found something, we were like, yay! We'd celebrate. And it was coming up time for her heart test. And she said, "Oh, you can come with me with my heart test. I only have to wait half an hour." I said, "Oh, okay, I'll entertain myself learning my Spanish lessons or something." So we make it to the hospital. And now, mind you, we've been going from place to place, finding all these little things that we need, and getting happier and happier and happier on our trip. Well, we get to the hospital, and they say, "Oh, down this corridor, turn down that corridor, turn down that corridor." Each corridor got darker and darker. It had more and more people lining the corridor. We finally got to our destination, and there were no fewer than 50 count them, people sitting in seats on either side of the wall, looking like not very happy. And, of course, it was very dim. And this, like, totally moved our little excursion from this level of happiness to, And so we finally, she communicates that she has an appointment at 3 o'clock, and she thinks, because she has an appointment, that she's going to be ahead of all those people. So we're sitting there talking. She says, "Well, let me see, I'm going to get this test." I said, "Well, what test?" She said, "Well, I don't know. We see all these things that look like treadmills. Might be a treadmill test." So I said, "Well, are you going to, if the doctor recommends it, would you get a pacemaker installed?" "Oh, my God, no." "Well, if the doctor recommends it, would you get a defibrillator installed?" "Oh, no." "Well, if the doctor recommends it, would you get a stent put in?" "Oh, no, no, no." Well, if the doctor recommends it, would you let him take a little slit here in your groin and slip a tube up all the way to your heart to just to check, 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 to see if your blood vessels are okay? Oh, God, no. Then why are you here? You've just told me you're going to refuse every single thing this doctor might recommend. This is up. Well, I just want to see what was wrong in my case. Maybe I need to eat a little more parsley or celery. I said, that is not in the doctor's list of recommendations. And then I said, furthermore, we can ask, and we finally did ask in Spanish, are all those people in the corridor ahead of us? And, of course, we got the answer, yes. But before I sat my friend down, I took her permanent ID and her little prescription from the doctor. So, of course, she could not leave because she couldn't leave her ID there. It's like leaving your driver's license someplace if you're in the States. And so I said, now you see here, they've just trapped you, right? You can't leave unless you get your ID. And they're not going to let you leave. She says, oh, what do I do? I said, don't worry. And so I calculated that all those people going ahead of us, there was no way she would get her test before 6 p.m. Thank God she had something to do before 6 p.m. And so she realized, she calculated in her head, she could not wait. So I told them, oh, I'm so sorry. My friend has another appointment very soon. Would we be able to reschedule for tomorrow? Which, of course, is today. Oh, I'm sorry, yesterday, which was a big holiday, so no one's working anyway. So I gave her her ID back, and we left. And I said, you know what? You just flunked your obedience test. In other words, they want people who are going to wait 3 hours because then that person's going to feel like, I waited 3 hours, now I've got to do what they tell me to do or my wait will be useless. So, and that helped me understand that she had two doctor encounters. First one, glass in the foot. What happened at the doctor's office had absolutely nothing to do with her health or her recovery. So why would she go see the doctor? Answer, the first visit, fear. Second visit, there's nothing wrong with her heart. Nothing. No symptoms. Prior visit with the doctor, he said, you know, I think it's nothing, but I see a little speck, a little this or that. Let's do another test. And so the second visit, of course, again, had nothing to do with her heart. Be Dr. Curiosity, but nothing to do with her heart because, of course, she felt fine. And that's what inspired today's topic. So when should you go see the doctor? You need to understand that no matter how serious you may think your condition is, your encounter with the doctor is unlikely to have anything to do with your medical situation or improvement. So let's go down our list. Now, another thing happened, too. When I was practicing medicine in the 90s, you know, I always take a look at what you're doing and say, well, how can I do it better? How can I do more of it? What's going on? Where's my business coming from right now? And so I took a look retrospectively at all the visits that day and realized that half of the visits to my doctor's office that day were government-coerced visits. What does that mean? That means a person had to come to my office in order to get something they wanted from the government. This is a very interesting concept. And it turns out that that is really the only reason to see a doctor. The only reason the doctor is seeing you is to make money. And so the only reason you should see a doctor is if you're going to make money as a result of seeing the doctor. So let's talk about some ways that you can make money seeing the doctor. I first want to give you an obsolete way, which is what my father used to do. So he would buy two insurances and pay the insurance premium for both. And when he went to see the doctor got paid, and then he would get the insurance money from the second insurance company. So each time he went to the doctor, he literally made money. So, of course, Dad went to the doctor pretty often. I would say about once every other month at least, whenever kind of he could fit it in. But now there's something called coordination of benefits. And so you can pay two full insurance premiums, but you only get one coverage, no matter how many policies you pay full insurance on. And so this is an important concept. Done to make sure the patient does not benefit financially. But you can sidestep that. Okay, number one, let's say you have a job. And let's say you have something called sick leave and you miss a few days from your job. A lot of times you will need a note from the doctor to say that you are now healthy enough to go to work and therefore you will get paid for the sick days. That is a very important thing. So depending on how much you earn per day, you will get paid probably about as much for that visit as the doctor does, maybe even a little more. That is one reason to go to the doctor. Notice, you're going to the doctor for a note, a piece of paper, right? You're not asking his opinion on really anything. Okay, so the next reason to go to the doctor is a clearance note to start a new job. So let's say you're getting a new job, they just hired you, and they want you to get a physical from your doctor. That would be a reason to go to your doctor. And of course, you let the doctor know, look, if I don't get this note, I don't get this job, then you can't get paid, and I can't pay premiums, and our relationship is over. So of course, what's the doctor going to do? He's going to give you the note. And again, you're making money on that note because you're able to start this new job. Yes. Now, so that's two. Yeah, two. The next reason to see your doctor is to qualify for life insurance. Yes. So life insurance people want to be pretty sure that you're going to be paying premiums for a long time before you die. And they would like often a note from the doctor indicating what your health may or may not be. Now, a lot of insurance companies now have their own private doctors doing these physicals, so there's not the bias of a doctor who knows you and might be sympathetic towards you and want you to qualify for insurance. So qualify for life insurance. Life insurance is very important because once you get life insurance, and you can use that often as a second-level collateral for a loan, for example. If you have a business loan, the bank is going to want collateral. So let's say you borrow $100,000. The bank's going to say, well, wait a minute. We want $100,000 worth of real property, either real estate or assets or whatever, to collateralize the loan. Okay, got that. And then even if you're deaf, you have the life insurance, which will pay off the loan. So you have to get life insurance, and then part of the life insurance you sign over to whatever the source of your loan might be. All right. Again, you're making money on that because hopefully you have planned what you're going to do with this money that the life insurance is securing so that you can make even more money. All right, so yeah, one, two, three. Next. This one's really interesting. Companies, but a form that allows you to participate in sports. And I found in my medical practice this was necessary for children who are going to school or junior high or even college, that somehow me doing a physical exam showing they had good heart, lungs, and basic internal organs was going to indicate they were okay for sports, which of course is absurd. We have a sport like, let's say, football. If the guy's not coordinated or not very strong, well, it won't go well with him. And he will probably sustain tremendous injuries, ditto for basketball or even track. So, but this ritual is something that is required for sports participation, for many sports, especially for children. And I noticed that sometimes it was even required for adult club sports. So, while you might not make a lot of money on that, it would certainly improve your quality of life to have a little form saying you can do sports. But, of course, you could go, as they say, next level and simply form a private club of your own where people who want to play sports, and no form needed. But, again, if you need a doctor's form to participate in a particular sport, that's your red flag. Buying some type of insurance, and is actually being governed and partially controlled by the insurance company or even the government. Just by the way, to be paranoid, you know. Next is if you need a special license. A license is permission from the government to do something that would otherwise be illegal if you did not have a license. And in this case, we're talking about a license to fly, like as an airplane or a pilot. And again, once you get this physical form, you can get this license and presumably make more money. Again, whenever you see the doctor, you should always have in mind, can I make more money as a result of this visit? If not, cancel the visit. Cancel it. Next is, of course, license to drive. License to drive, like heavy equipment and those types of things. Again, once you can drive heavy equipment, then that increases or expands your employment / money-making opportunities. Here's an interesting one. This is a little exam for college. Now, college is definitely a money loser. A money loser. There may be those out there who don't agree with me, and that's okay, but my observation is it's been a serious money loser. So I would say you should not go to the doctor to get a physical exam to enter college. You should let the college know, hey, I'm losing money. I'm not going to get a piece of paper for this. Either you accept me or not. So enter college. Next, if you're already in college, you often need a doctor's note to skip an exam. In other words, maybe you didn't study, you're not really ready, and you're conveniently sick. Then you need a note from the doctor after the fact saying, hey, the person's ready to go back to their studies, and by the way, I think you might be able to take the exam next week. And finally, to purchase life or disability insurance. And again, this is a potential moneymaker for you. Now, under no circumstances, obviously, clearly here, should you go see a doctor and for the purpose of receiving a prescription that would be for drugs. So, in other words, if the doctor should give you a prescription for drugs, you can just politely say, thank you, and fill it or not, but whatever, don't swallow it. Now, in order to understand other applications for seeing a doctor, you need to understand what is really going on with the visit. So, one thing you should know is everything you tell your doctor, everything he puts in the medical chart, becomes a part of what's called an electronic medical record. Nowadays, it's the law. And as soon as you leave the office, the doctor hits a button, called the send button, and your medical record goes to your insurance company, if you have one, and to anyone else who wants to know. And so, who is the anyone else who wants to know? You'll see when you go to your doctor's office nowadays to sign a form consenting to having your records private, that form actually says that the government has access to your records if it wants access to your records with no further consent from you, number one. Number two, it also says that your records can be sent to your insurance company or anyone else who postures as an individual who might pay your bills. So we've got two pretty big gaps in your security, right then and there. And so the doctor is required nowadays to have electronic medical records, which means basically your medical records can be accessed in almost any and every facet of your life. For example, let's say you're involved in a divorce. Your medical records can be subpoenaed and accessed for that divorce. Let's say you're involved in some kind of custody something or other. Your medical records can be subpoenaed as evidence of your emotional stability or instability. And so there's all kinds of, say someone wants to sue you for some reason, who knows what, they could access your medical records. So your medical records are basically a matter of public record, and you should treat them like that. So why should you go to the doctor? To create a record that will be favorable to you in the event of litigation. And so this means that when you go see your doctor, how about now? Okay. All right, so my audio is not good, so hopefully this is better. So you shouldn't tell your doctor anything that you would not say to your worst enemy. That's important. So if you tell your, whatever you tell your doctor basically becomes useful for a detective who might try to find you, locate you, or do something negative to you. It can be used for a skip tracer. Maybe you're trying to have privacy. We'll talk more about that when we're
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of FrontSight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so we're talking about how to positively interact with your doctor to your benefit. All right, so what we're establishing here is that your medical records are a matter of public record. So questions like, do you own a gun? Where do you keep the gun? Do you have a dog? You should refuse to answer those questions. Those questions are not relevant to you creating a positive record that will exonerate you in the event of any kind of legal action. So, when you talk to your doctor, you should always make your list. Profess your love for your spouse. Talk about how well you get along. Praise your children. And talk about how happy you are. This is important. Because if you share with your doctor that you have, let's say, financial concerns, then that can be used against you in a court of law, right? It's like, well, his motive for murder was he had financial pressures. No. Well, his motive for the embezzlement was his financial pressures. No. You don't want to put anything, you don't want to say anything negative to your doctor. And you don't want to tell him you disciplined your children or that your children upset you. For God's sake, don't mention that you ever had an argument or disagreement with your spouse. Oh, no. So, you got to keep everything positive on the upbeat, number one. Number two, just in case you're involved in anything shady, be sure to mention things in the medical record that will exonerate you in the event that someone decided to prosecute you for your less than above board activities.
And so you always want your medical record to be able to operate as an impartial third-party character reference. If someone asks you what your hobbies are, you tell them. You like maybe knitting or crocheting or, you know, something like that. Really harmless hobbies. Maybe you like bird watching. So you want to create a profile of yourself that is totally beneficial. Should a stranger look at your medical record and look at the doctor's note, you want them to say, oh my God, what a wonderful person. This person could not possibly do anything negative. I don't know how they could ever accuse this person of anything. So what you want is the kind of medical record that if presented to a jury would create total and complete sympathy. So you must, you can even plan when you go to the doctor what you're going to say that's not totally, absolutely, essentially necessary for him to know. But you want to, or a person's aware of what really is going on. So nothing that your doctor does is for your benefit. And it's not the doctor's fault. It's simply because the research he's basing his information on is usually all right, my connection is not good. All I can tell you is there'll be a replay in case you missed anything. Okay. All I can do is continue because that's it. All right, so that's what you want to do. You want to realize that what you are doing is creating a legal record when every time you go see the doctor. And that's all that's happening is, one, you're creating a legal record that can incriminate you, be used against you. Number two, hopefully, you structured the visit so you can financially benefit. And so if that visit with a doctor cannot contribute to a positive legal record or contribute to your financial gain, then there's no you've got no business even showing up. And that's what my friend deduced, and she just left the heart doctor's office. She wasn't going to wait the 3 to 5 hours for a test whose results could not possibly be useful because she'd already decided she was not going to submit to that invasive next step, whatever it was. So what you need to do is you need to assess that before you go. So again, but your medical record can be very beneficial. You know, if you have some kind of litigation coming up, then by all means, go see the doctor and create a positive record that might be to your benefit. Check with your lawyer first and ask him what is needed. And then do as he instructs. That's what I would recommend. So those are the ways that your medical record can be a benefit to you, and a doctor's visit can be beneficial. Now, there's another step here. Another reason to see a doctor may or may not be beneficial to you, but it's worth noting, and you can play it any way you want to play it. But making an appointment with a doctor, waiting to be seen, submitting to physical fondling, accepting a prescription, getting that prescription filled, this is a demonstration of
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are talking about what does your doctor visit mean, and how can you make this a positive event in your life? Okay, so before the commercial, we were talking about the whole sequence of purchasing insurance, making an appointment, keeping the appointment. It's important for you to be on time, by the way. And waiting the 30 minutes, hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours to see the doctor. And then once you do see the doctor, you know, taking off your clothes as you're directed, submitting to the ritual fondling, receiving the prescription, and going and getting the prescription. Now, when you go through all this, you're supposed to be pretty cheerful, maybe a little worried or concerned, but totally obedient and unquestioning. Once you go through this, it labels you as an upstanding, obedient citizen in the United States or whatever culture you're in that has a licensed doctor who's prescribing drugs. And this can be very beneficial. Of course, yours truly is a terrorist. So I've not successfully completed this ritual right. But I became aware of this, just how critical and how important this was, when my brother had a stroke. And he had a stroke, and they took him to the hospital. And so he wasn't, like, my favorite brother or my favorite person. So I was like, oh well.
But my mother knew that this was serious. And so she called me up, and I had lost my license anyway, so I had a little time on my hands. And she said, here, take my credit card. I want you to do what you have to do. Rent a car, buy whatever herbs you need, whatever food, anything he needs, please save him. I said, okay. So I rented a car, drove down there, and I realized that if he stayed in the hospital and did everything they told him to do, that he would have not only a second stroke, but he would have kidney failure. So literally, in order to save him, he had to be disobedient. Now, my brother had, you know, a corporate job, and he was working on climbing the corporate ladder. So the last thing he was going to be was disobedient. And even if he was going to be disobedient, he had to do it in a way that it appeared totally compliant. And going through that ordeal with him, it helped me understand that the whole medical process from the patient, in terms of what's demanded of the patient, is one act of submission and obedience after the other. So if you think that you can get through the medical hurdle of making an appointment, showing up on time, waiting for a long period of time, allowing yourself to be fondled and violated, accepting the prescription, being pleasant, praising the doctor, building up his ego, and then getting the prescription filled, it is a worthwhile exercise to establish that you are a compliant, obedient individual. And if anyone wanted to question and say, well, this person's rebellious, well, I think this person's just a little difficult. But, oh, no, look at my medical record. I am obedient. I have submitted. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So it's worth it from that point of view. So let me just tell you what my brother had to refuse. So by the time I showed up, his stroke had mostly cleared. But the hospital had stopped his IV so that he could become dehydrated and get another stroke so they could generate more money. And they'd already done one scan with damaging contrast that could, you know, destroy his kidneys. And they wanted to, so at the time I showed up, they were in the process of dehydrating him. He was in the process of becoming less with it. And they were getting ready to do another test with more dye to damage his kidneys. All right. Oh, he was also on high doses of blood thinners that would cause him to bleed into his brain and have a hemorrhagic stroke. So as I showed up, there were these three immediate hazards. So I had to talk to him and tell him what these hazards were. And he agreed that he would refuse all shots and cheek the pills. Cheek the pills is an expression in the street where you have the pill, you pretend to take it, it looks like you took it, but the pill is still in your hand. Mm. And so he did it so well, I thought he had taken the pill, and I was, like, really mad at him. I was going to ream him out when that nurse left. And so she left, and he, and I told him, I told you, cheek the pills. And he showed me the pill in his hand. I was like, okay, good. Got past that one. And he refused all shots. But then we had to get by, the water problem. So I gave his daughter some money to go downstairs to the water machine and buy 2 liters of water. And I stood there and watched him drink those waters. First water he drank, and then he started saying, oh, I don't want to drink any water. I'm like, dude, I'm here to bring you back to being alive and healthy. So you have to drink the second bottle of water, all right? This mission will be successful. So we had to actually go out and buy water because the hospital wasn't giving him any and have him drink it. All right, got that. Then we had to gracefully refuse the scan. And the way we refused it was by saying, oh, wait, this hospital is 3 hours from his house. We're transferring his care to another doctor close to his house, and that doctor will do the test. Okay. So, and then we established, of course, he was healthy enough to go by car, which was like our escape vehicle, because that car was not going to the other hospital. So he had to literally refuse 3 things off the bat on my arrival. Then got him home, he's doing fine. I said, okay, great. It's been a long day. I drove 6 hours. Now we spent a few hours in the hospital. It's dark. It's my bedtime. I'm going to sleep. We're going to handle the rest of this in the morning. But a courtesy call to the receiving doctor letting him know that you don't have the courage You can't face it to go to the hospital. So he makes a phone call, and his obedience programming kicks in, and he goes to the hospital, where they admit him and, of course, pretend that he's sick and schedule him for all of these damaging x-rays. So he goes, I say, you know what? I'm going to bed. So I go to bed, and I get up the next morning late because I went to bed late, so I get up around 8 or so. So I drive to the hospital, and sure enough, they're getting ready to do another scan to destroy his kidneys. And I said, dude, you got to make a decision here. Do you want kidneys, or are you going to do what you're told? And we had to have him sign out against medical advice, literally to save his life. So he signed out against medical advice. They bought him the papers to sign. And the doctor, of course, gave him this gloom and doom. On your way up the stairs, you're going to have a stroke and pass out and die. And the doctor gave him a prescription for prednisone, as well as for a blood thinner, which is like kiss of death if he's going to take both of those. And he did share with me that other people at his work or job had had strokes, and none of them got well enough to return to work. I said, well, there's your answer. You know how well medical therapy works for that, now don't you? So he accepted those prescriptions, and he was terrified that, one, he had signed out against medical advice, but two, he went and got those prescriptions filled because he didn't want anyone to know that he was not totally cooperative. And he didn't want to sign out against medical advice. He was willing to accept this test that was likely to damage his kidneys, and he was willing to take these drugs that would cause him likely to bleed to death, because his insurance company might refuse to pay for the second hospital admission. I'm like, dude, how much could it cost? What, are you talking about $1,000? Is your life worth $1,000? Really? And so he finally had to pull himself together and say, okay. So he signed out against medical advice. But people are confronted constantly with these short-term, high-pressure decisions that make, like, no sense. And they use short-term criteria that are self-damaging. So what I'm trying to say is, when you have an encounter with the medical industrial complex, your obedience is constantly being tested, and that's all it comes down to, is a test of your obedience. If, for whatever reason, you have a life situation, I don't know what's going on in your life, where you need to pass an obedience test, where you need to demonstrate conformity, get a doctor's visit, get a prescription, get it filled, flush the pills. So that can be very much to your advantage to have a visit with the doctor and get the ultimate prescription filled. Because what happens is those prescriptions the doctor writes, they are actually tracked as to how many of them are being filled. So these are the ways in which you can benefit from seeing a doctor. And you need to stay focused on your benefit. If you don't, then you will find yourself with no money and no health and possibly no life. Then you might be one of those unfortunate people, more or less a million a year in the United States, who are killed, not murdered, killed by properly administered health care. All righty, so that's the meat of the matter. I would like to remind people to please visit our sponsor, and that would be VitalityCapsules.com. Definitely get your Candida Cleaner Report if you've not already gotten it. Get it. Read it. In fact, read it twice. And then if you have questions, you can schedule an appointment at drjenniferdaniels.org and go from there. All right, so we have got tons of questions here. Let us start with the chat room, since they can hear us. And we can later go on to other things. Okay. Okay. I get weak just listening to all of this. Heart patient relatives are breaking my heart. One is not listening to the doctor, so when he has next big problem, goes to the doctor, they will decide patient is not competent to follow instructions. Again, yes. So you have to not follow the instructions, but pretend to follow the instructions. Exactly.
So now I can ask, can you ever wean yourself off blood thinner so you can safely use natural treatments? Absolutely. In fact, you can use Vitality capsules. So what causes the blood to be thick is impurities in the blood. In other words, your liver is blocked. It's not removing impurities from the blood. You're not drinking enough water. All these things can be easily remedied, and so you don't need blood thinners. So go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the free report there, and if you follow that diet and take Vitality capsules and drink water, your blood will be nice and thin, and you will not need blood thinners. Okay. Thank you, RM, for helping out in the chat room. What are your recommendations for oral hygiene? What are your recommendations on flossing? I would say floss once a day. And for oral hygiene, you can make your own dental powder out of salt, baking soda, prickly ash bark, and peppermint powder. Okay, yeah, the audio is we're having a little tropical storm here. It's cleared up now, so I think our audio is pretty good. Okay, so Facebook and audio and RBN are not linked, are not synced, not synchronized, so one is a few seconds behind the other. Does the Senna make Vitality capsules addictive? No, because of the other ingredients in it. Good morning, Dr. Danos. You look gorgeous today and great topic. Thank you very much. Okay. Okay, more Dr. Daniels. What might be the cause of vertigo, and what's the possible cure or intervention? So vertigo is definitely is caused, but it's basically just by toxins hanging out in the eighth nerve or in the brain. And one person mentioned taking magnesium. That's certainly a nice, harmless thing to do. I would say start with that. And if that works, great. If it does not, then you want to increase your water intake and increase the bowel movements in this elderly person and check out your diet. To make sure they're not eating anything that might make things worse. Kara says hello. Hi, Dr. Daniels. We're grateful to have found you. Your story is absolutely amazing and inspiring. We're wondering if you have any experience with people healing from herpes. Yes. Can this be eradicated? Nope. It shouldn't be because everyone has it. Would you suggest turpentine? If you have a local herpes outbreak, like a sore, then applying turpentine several times will make it actually go away in hours. So that's really nice that way. Okay. Dr. Daniels, will turpentine knock out nail fungus? It might. The way it works is your nail grows in normal. So I would follow the Candida Cleaner report. For nails, it takes a while because they grow so, so slow. Okay, Dr. Daniels, I would like to propose a topic for you to discuss on hernias, how to avoid getting them and how to treat or cure if you get it. We've covered that in prior episodes. So I'm not sure what the titles were, but that has been covered. We might be able to cover it in a while, maybe review it. So now I can answer the Durovita product you mentioned that reverses gray hair. Yes, that's the one. How long does it take to reverse gray hair? The way this one works is the hair grows in black. So however long, depends on the rate at which your hair grows. But usually it's in weeks you notice it. Is it safe? Up to a point. Reason for stopping it was the St. John's wort concentration was so high that I developed excessive euphoria.
This person says, there is a game happening and you are not at the table. We are the pawns on the table. Yeah, that is true. Especially in medicine, the patient is not at the table. The patient is not considered a competent decision making. Yep. Well said. All right. We are going to commercial and we'll see you in a bit.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go. Cause I don't want to stay here on my own.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, and we are at the moment doing questions. Let's see, we're doing questions on the chat room. Okay, all right, we got our sound. We're good. All right, we're looking at. Uh, Okay, so this person says, we cannot be destroyed without our consent. And that is actually very true. Women fought for the freedom to smoke, abandon their children to schools and daycare, abort babies. Something is wrong. And of course, now the food's a problem. And again, what people need to do is take back these freedoms, the real freedom. The freedom is not freedom to abort. That's not the freedom. The real freedom is the freedom to raise your child as you see fit. There, that is the freedom. The freedom to smoke, that's not the freedom. The freedom to not smoke, now there is a freedom. And abandoning kids to school, the freedom is to not abandon kids to school. It's the freedom to raise your child, the freedom to refuse daycare, the freedom to have your baby, to have your pregnancy in the way that you want. And so what's happened is people have been deceived into thinking certain things that are self-destructive and not in their long-term or even short-term interests are actually freedoms when actually they're not. Okay. Boom, 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 boom. All right, so let me find out where I am. All right, good. Those are all the chat room questions. Let's do the Facebook questions. Sherry says, I tried the turpentine in the cold store and it was gone after 4 applications, and the next day still gone. Yes, it is a serious miracle. If you have turpentine, you can put it on your finger and dab. No more cold sores. Goodbye, cold sores. Rochelle says, I took 3 rounds of antibiotics before I learned it could kill me. I feel so fatigued and not myself. How do I get my strength back? Okay, so those antibiotics that you took are actually still in your system. Probably the simplest thing to do would be to just check out your bowel movements, make sure you're having at least 3 a day. If you're not, go to vitalitycapsules.com, get your vitality capsules to get going on that. Then the next thing to do is take a look at your diet and see what's going on with that. And some people need to eat more organ meats. Some people need to eat more vegetables and go vegan. So that's a difficult call. Probably what would be best would be a discovery session. Okay, that is a commercial coming up. I can hear it. And we will be back after.
I saw you there, just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. Then once again, you said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea. We can feel the motion.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.